Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, in what year was Rafael Valls, the last rabbi in Mallorca, burned at the stake by the Inquisition? The Chuetas are descended from the Jewish inhabitants of the Spanish island of Mallorca, who suffered extreme oppression in the Middle Ages, until by 1435 all of them had been killed or forcibly converted to Catholicism. Despite having been converted, the Chuetas continued to face intense discrimination and oppression and were not allowed to marry Catholics or adopt certain professions. Because of the ban on intermarriage, the Chuetas almost exclusively married within their own community. In the 18th century, a list was hung in the convent of Santo Domingo with the names of all the people who had been executed or had their property confiscated by the Inquisition until 1691. These were members of 15 families, and the infamous list served to perpetuate the memory of the condemned and, by extension, of all who carried those family names, even if they were not relatives and even if they were sincere Christians. This helped create a community that, although the Judaic element had disappeared, was still obliged to maintain a strong cohesion since its members faced ostracism and discrimination from the so-called old Christians. Even though the Chuetas generally have been loath to publicly identify as Jews, they continue to marry within the community, not only because of discrimination on the part of the old Christians, but also because they themselves rejected intermarriage. For this reason, and unlike most crypto-Jews, many Chuetas can trace an unbroken family lineage back to the Jews of the 15th century. As a result, the authorities have determined that for those who choose to return to Judaism, the sort of formal conversion typically required of those who cannot establish a clear line of Jewish descent is not necessary. Miquel Segura is a Chueca journalist and writer who returned to Judaism in a 2009 ceremony in New York. He has written extensively about the Chuetas and just published a historical novel, The Rabbi's Ashes, about Rafael Valls, the last rabbi in Mallorca. He spoke with us about the history of the Chuetas, his own experiences, and his writings. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. Could you tell us first, please, who the Chuetas are, something about the history?
Well, excuse me for my bad English. The Chuetas, we are the descendants of the ancient Jewish conversos from Mallorca. The Chuetas are only 15 families. We can say we are the last ancient Jewish who were crypto-Jewish. Our ancestors have a double life, Catholic officially, but at home he continued Jewish.
When did Jews arrive first in Mallorca?
We have a community, Jewish community in Mallorca, in 455. We have a document of the Bishop Severo have a letter for the Jewish people in Mallorca and Menorca. The first is possible arrive before in the time of the Romans, but we haven't documents. The first document officially is in the 5th century, 455.
And they lived in Mallorca, and did they have any problems before the Inquisition?
Yes, the Jewish people beginning the problems in the 14th century, in 1391.
In the 15th and 16th century.
In the 14th and the 15th and the 16th and the 17th, the Inquisition persecution, but only with the conversos. No, the Jewish haven't. Only the converted people who live like Jews.
So after the Inquisition came to Mallorca, there were Jews who did not convert, and they continued to be Jewish openly?
Yeah. The conversos, there are two or three kind. The conversos Christian, Catholic, the conversos who live like Jews and officially were Catholic, and third group from the island.
They fled from the island.
Yes. And the last of this group were 15 families who were killed for the Inquisition at the end of the 17th century.
So the Chuetas are descended from these 15 families, and they continued to practice Judaism secretly?
No, the descendants of the people killed live like a Catholic, but conserve the names in the front of the Dominic Covent, and the people and the church and the authority say they are the Jews. They are the Jews, and we cannot participate in the army. We cannot participate in the official political war, and we live separated of the rest of the people.
So they published openly the names of these 15 families, and the Chuetas are the descendants of these 15 families. So anyone who has any of those last names is a Chueta?
There are 15 names. Any name, a little name of these are really Jewish, but another names are the name of the ancient Christian who give the name at the conversos, but 15 are officially in the tradition and in the papers in the Inquisition archive remain the memory of 15 names, only 15 names.
So after these names were published and the people with these names were ostracized really from the Christians, I guess they were separated, no, from the Christians, but they themselves were conversos and were practicing Christianity?
After autos de fe in the end of 17th century, the descendants were Catholic, and were Catholic who must demonstration our Catholicism. And my father and my grandfather frequently church, and a lot of priests in the family, but conserve traditions, conserve a life still different. But always we know, my father and my grandfather, he know his ancestors, but he lost the Hebrew, he lost the question more important from Judaism. He became Catholic.
So what were some of these customs that you kept?
For example, my father was a Catholic, but no his ancestors, but he want a different knife for the meat and for the cheese, but he don't know why.
So they kept some ancient or old Jewish customs, but they did not know why they kept them. Now, also, this community was endogamous. They married within the community.
In the 17th, 18th, 19th, until the middle of 20th century, Chuetas married with Chuetas. Chuetas don't want married in the other people, and other people don't want married with Chuetas. They are a very strong endogamy.
So everybody knew who was a Chueta, and it was clear.
No, exactly. Normally the people say these people killed Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Week, in the procession of the Jesus and Mary, I say, look, the Shuetas were the responsibles of this question of the death of Jesus. This is the people, the normal people in the university, in the church, say another thing. But in the normal people, the accusation were very basic.
Is that still true? Is there still now that negative feeling towards the Shuetas?
No, actually, the new generation haven't forgotten this question, but remain a bad memory. The question we have not finished. Today, Majorca is frequently the people say, we know, this is a one Shueta, we have the constitution, we have the same juridical, the same than the other Spanish people, and we have a problem for the work and for the relations, no problem. But remain a bad memory in every size. The Shuetas people don't want to speak with this question. She won't forgotten, and the other people say, remember, this is a Shueta. This is frequent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. During all these centuries, from the time of the Inquisition, what role, if any, did women have? Did women have a special role in the preservation of the customs?
Exactly. The women were the great conservators of the identity. The identity, no Jewish identity, Shueta identity. He normally say at his son, we cannot stand out because the people say, we are us, and you must remain in a discreet place. Oh. Keep a low profile.
Yeah.
With that, keep a low profile.
And how or when did they pass their Judaism on to their children? When did they tell the children?
The children, well, the children until the end of the 20th century, approximately, in the school. And with the other children, have a problem with it. Ah, Shueta is a very frequent.
They pointed them out.
And the children now haven't this problem. But my own son now have 43 years, has lived this question completely in the school, with the friends, in the football, or when have a problem. Always remember, you are a Shueta.
So there was discrimination from the other children and
yes,
Shueta.
Yes, discrimination from the other children in the school. In my youngness, the discrimination were with the teacher. The teacher made discrimination. I remember perfectly the teacher say at the other children, no, beware, this is a Jew, this is a killer of the God in the class, in my youngness. Now impossible, no, now. But remain a little, my grandson have now 12 years, and he received any insinuation. The teacher arrived Holy Week, beware.
Really?
Yeah, really.
In public schools?
Yeah, in public school. But it's not normal. It's not normal. But in the little village, it's more frequent than in the city. In the capital, in Palma, is more difficult. But now we have a two problems. Don't forget the ancestors, and then lost the identity, because the new generation have forgot completely this question. I want forgot, but now forgot is a danger. We have kitchen culture in the jewelry. We have good writers in the 19th century, good scientists. Now it's forgotten, forgot the problem in completely. You understand what I want to say?
I think what we find in a lot of Jewish communities in the world is that once the Jews are accepted as normal people, the younger generation assimilates and marries out of
very little,
and to some extent the Jewish identity is being lost. Is that what you're saying?
Now actually in Majorca we have a Jewish community were founded at the end of 20th century for foreign Jews. Jewish from Germany, Jewish from USA, Jewish from Argentina, and this community is different completely from the Shuetas. But Shuetas are accepted, we are accepted at the community. Shuetas go to the synagogue and don't want conversion, only go there.
Uh-huh.
Another group make a return and we accept for the community, and together we have a very little community, and the Shuetas who remain in association, the name is Chavei Israel, association for the Jewish lost around the world. Chavei Israel sent a rap every month from Israel to Majorca to teach the Shuetas, and we have a school of Alaha and Torah, and any of this person is possible became Jewish in time. We have a Jewish conversion. We have approximately 13, 14 persons who has returned to Judaism, but no everybody want to became to Judaism. But there are people who are interesting for the question, for the Torah. We have the Beit Midrash, a house of learning, and we remain with a little community in another little community. This is the question.
And you were able to return to Judaism without converting.
Yes, I was accepted because Chavei Israel asked for my ancestors' genealogical tree. I present the genealogical tree in the community Seharis Israel in New York. The Rab Mark Angels is a very important Sephardi community, the first Sephardi community in USA. And we accept my ancestors, and after the Community Federation of Community Jewish in Spain accept the return. But after me, the others come to Israel in the Bnei Brak or another Beit Din. We accept like a Jewish, halachic Jewish. No Israel. Israel nationality is another question. Mm-hmm. We have accepted like halachic Jewish. The community we accept like a member, exactly, like the other members.
Can you tell us about the two books that you have written? I know you have written many things, but the two books that you have written about the Shuetas, the first one, the historic book about the Shuetas, and then the novel that you presented?
Yes. I have write, I think, four books about Shuetas. The first in 1994. I write a memory of Shuetas, the first. After we have write another books, and the last book is a novel titled The Action of the Rapang. It's the history of the last Rapang from Majorca, where it burned in 1691, and his descendants. And in the novel, I found the descendants of the people, Rafael Weiss, and Raus, the history of Joseph Wallis, who lived in Israel, say, I'm a descendant from Weiss. And I have write the history of the ancestors and of the descendants, like a novel, because the history is not completely, like a novel. And I have presented in Madrid, in Barcelona, in Palma. First, I write in Catalan, is our language in Mallorca, but after the translation to Spanish, and now we want the translation to English and to Hebrew if it's possible.
Has the first book, The Memory of the Shuetas, has that been translated into English?
Memory of Shuetas is a very simple book, but I write the memories of the people where they are now is death. The most ancient Shvetas who write me the suffering who lived in the beginning of the 20th century and his ancestors. It's the book of a journalist, but received the last testimony of the most ancient people.
Well, then what it is really, it's what we call an oral history.
Yes, yes.
Which is a very, very important testimony.
Very important. This book have a very strong impact in the Majorcan society. A lot of people say, we don't know these histories. We don't remember them, really. And the book now is completely sold. There are little copies. I found a copy in New York that is in Catalan. And it's possible another edition because it's not an oil. It's a very real book. Yeah, and after I write another book who I explain my personal way in this question, when I know the question, when I study, but it's my personal question. But in the memories of the Shvetas is a question of the other people. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple, it's a short book, but it's very strong.
How do you see the future of the community of the Shvetas?
I think it's a difficult future, because in Majorca we have about 20,000 Shvetas, but about 90% don't want to remain his identity. And the others, we are old persons like me, and the community, the Jewish community is little. And the Shvetas in the Jewish community are more little, and we need all class of 8, because I think the new generations cannot receive our work. I am afraid all our work can be lost.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us that we might have left out?
I'm very grateful in the Centro Sefarat Israel for the presentation in Madrid, and I wish can explain this Amnet history everybody. I have explained in conference in Istanbul, in Portugal, in South America, in Paris, but I think the big problem of Shvetas people, we are few person, and it's difficult. The question has attended in a big world, in a world that don't worry about these questions, and it's necessary our voice can explain in all the world. For the Jewish people, but there are Jewish people don't love this question, and the other, the goyim. We are in the center of two incomprehension. The incomprehension never came from the goyim. For Jewish people, is frequent. Right. We are in the border. We are in the border, and we want to continue the way for remember the ancestors, but live like a Jewish now, like a Jewish in the 21st century.
Well, hopefully our listeners will learn more about the Shvetas and will become more interested from this program. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and I'm sorry for my bad English.
That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.